are listening to PesticideTruths.com.
An update on the cosmetic pesticide ban from Pam Charbonneau, the OMAFRA turf extension specialist based in Guelph, Ontario. The cosmetic pesticide ban began April 22, 2009, leaving only a handful of biopesticides and reduced-risk products. In the last few years, weeds have been a major issue for those still interested in providing selective control, especially of broadleaf weeds such as dandelion and clover. Fiesta, the chelated iron product from Scotts, is the most widely used product. A recent label change now allows for 4 applications at lower use rates. It still does not perform as well as the standard 3-way herbicides and has turned what was a very low-cost practice to a very high-cost practice, as the iron products can be very expensive. It appears the strategy at this point is 2 spring applications at this time and another 2 applications in the fall. Regarding insects, heading into the 3rd year of the ban, it is clear that any residual insecticide control used prior to the ban is now beginning to wear off. Last fall, there was significant grub damage, and now it is being seen again this spring. Not much has changed from the old recommendations for spring control, as it was not recommended to make a spring insecticide applications. Several firms have begun to investigate the use of nematodes for lawn grub control. The success of this practice will be based on the amount of water able to be applied. This will require homeowners to pre-wet lawns and then follow up with moisture. Also, lawn care firms will go to split shifts as applications cannot be made in the middle of the day, so there will be an early AM app, then park the truck and back out late afternoon evening. Again, as with weed control, this went from a very cost-effective pest control with insecticides to a potentially cost-prohibitive practice. And finally, how the industry has adapted. There was an initial reduction in professional lawn care firms immediately after the ban was enacted, and now 3 years into it, the industry is adapting and offering increased cultural management services. There is a growing sense that lawns and sports turf areas may become viewed as short-lived perennial systems. This means that once every 5 to 7 years, an area will be completely renovated and regrassed to solve persistent pest and traffic problems. In fact, many municipalities that have been dealing with bans for the last 20 years have already begun to adopt this strategy and prioritize need. For example, fields that are lit and heavily used get the treatment more frequently. Still, this is more for larger municipalities that have funds and staff. Medium-sized and small munis are not able to enact this approach, and field quality is visibly declining.
Dirty bit.